From Atlantic City, glamour capital of the East Coast, where once each year the world holds a rendezvous with beauty, Mutual presents a different type of quiz, one designed to answer an age-old question. Which is the most important, beauty or brains? Here on the stage of Convention Hall in Atlantic City, as a part of this year's Atlantic City Beauty Pageant, are six young ladies, ready to face one of America's top-flight quizmasters to prove that today's American beauties are also blessed with brains. And here is our master of ceremonies, faced with an enviable task, the scintillating conductor of Mutual's Quick as a Flash, Wynn Elliott.
Thank you, Al Owen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this is indeed a wonderful assignment they've turned out for me tonight. Standing here knee-deep in beauty, surrounded by six of the fascinating girls who are going to seek that fascinating title of Miss America of 1947. Representatives of Kentucky, California, Illinois, twin entries from Tennessee, Miss Texas, and from that great wide open spaces, Miss Utah. When Miss America was first sought after back in the early days of this glamorous contest, the only attraction that searchers after that title needed was that definite type of beauty synonymous with America. Now, however, the girl who wins fame and fortune as Miss America must possess talent as well as beauty. And, yes, brains. So tonight we're going to form two teams. Three young ladies will oppose the other three, and after three rounds of rapid-fire questions, we're going to find out which of our teams will prove the brainier. But first, let's meet each of our contestants individually. And so now I'd like to have you meet, ladies and gentlemen, from the far state of California, the young lady who bears the title Miss California, Jean Emery, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Jean Emery from California. Are you just a little nervous, maybe, perhaps?
Just a little, maybe, perhaps.
I'm not half as nervous as I am, separated so far from you here. In fact, I think I'm going to get this stand that they gave me away so I can get a little closer. Jean, how old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18, and what part of California do you come from, exactly?
Salinas.
And may I describe you, or would you prefer to describe yourself, Jean?
Go ahead.
You really, I would? I could take up the entire half hour. She has hair, and it's colored sort of blonde, and she's very well tanned. Where have you been swimming, Jean?
Salinas,
that's out in California. Mm-hmm. And we're in Atlantic City, where they have a lot of sun, too. She has, those are deep blue eyes, I think. Are they, Jean, blue?
I'm afraid they're green.
Well, don't be afraid they're green. There are limpid pools of green as well as blue, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Is it? Well, very good. Who's nervous here, you or me? She has on a very fetching frock. Yes, it would fetch half the men in the audience here tonight. But at any rate, this is Miss California. And before we ask you any questions, Miss California, let me say that we welcome you here to Atlantic City and lots of luck. Let's hope that you'll become Miss America. Now, let's try out the first question. You've got to uphold your team and see how well you can do. It's a very difficult question. I had to look it up for 6 months before I knew the answer. Of course, you come from California. This question has to do with historical ground in Massachusetts, which is completely across the... it is, but this is all one great grand, and since you could be born in a glorious country. Here is the question. Who won the Battle of Bunker Hill? It took place between the American and the British. They're two different peoples. Now, let's find out who won the Battle of Bunker Hill, the Americans or the British?
The Americans.
You were sort of thinking to yourself at that time, weren't you?
Yes.
Of course, there'll always be an answer. Now, let's have the answer. Who won the Battle of Bunker Hill?
The British.
The British! Absolutely right! That was very quick thinking on your part, Miss Emery. Quick as a flash, I might say. You know, we celebrate the Battle of Bunker Hill, especially in Massachusetts. There's a great big monument there in Massachusetts, and all you folks listening in Boston know exactly what it looks like. I come originally from Boston. California's wonderful, too. We are the only nation, incidentally, which celebrates a defeat. That is the Battle of Bunker Hill. But for this first round question, Miss Emery from California, you win 10 points. Now let's have your counterpart from another part of the country, a young lady who represents the other side, the other team, the Team B. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a young lady all the way from Utah. Miss Utah, 1947, Donna Jean Southwick.
Thank you.
Donna, how old are you?
19.
19? Mm-hmm. And did you enjoy your trip east?
Oh, I had a marvelous trip.
What did you think when you found out that you were coming here? What was the thought process that went through that beautiful noggin of yours? Would you tell us?
There wasn't one. A thought, that is.
Oh, there wasn't a thought. Well, not even one? Not even a little simmer, a little percolation, a little bubble? That's enough. That was true.
A little scared, Donna?
No.
Have you ever been on the air before?
Yes.
Would you tell us about it?
What do you want to know?
Well, what did you do on the air before?
Spoke. Talked.
Thank you, Marconi, for making this possible. All right, Donna, you're representing Utah. Tell me, these styles that the fashion experts are telling us about this year, you know, with the skirts going down, down, down again.
Uh-huh.
Do you like them, or do you wish they were back where I like... do you like them?
I hate to be against you, but I like them.
You hate
a
to be
longer.
Against me?
Oh, yes.
Well, I won't hold it against you. All right. But you say you like them a little longer, is
uh-huh.
that it? Just exactly how far from the ground are your skirts at the moment?
My word.
No, your skirts.
Oh, excuse me, I misunderstood.
Oh, uh-huh.
About 19 inches, I believe.
About 19 inches?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all right. I think that they look very well on Miss Southwick. We were just trying to bring out, remember, after all, we are dealing with beauties, and the women of America are interested in styles. Incidentally, do you have any romantic attachments at the moment, Miss Southwick?
Well.
I hope he is, too.
He is.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you think I'm being a little nosy? You do, huh? All right. Then
I won't say anything.
You won't say. All right. Maybe he's listening, but I know if he is, he wishes you nothing but the best of luck in the contest this year. Now, let's get your question over. You come from Utah, so we'll ask you this question concerning North and South Carolina.
Fine.
What did the governor of North Carolina say to the governor of South Carolina? This is a very interesting historical fact, which if you think very much about, I'm sure you'll come up with the answer. It's not between Tipperary, but it's a long time. It's a very famous statement made by the governor of North Carolina to the governor of South Carolina. That was the first word. Now what was the rest?
Could have been you all.
Could have been you all? No, I never ran, and I'm sure I wasn't elected. However, you want to make another try, Miss Southwick?
Yes.
All right, would you try
what
again?
What was the answer?
Well, I think that's direct enough to deserve one. It's a long time between drinks. Yes, that's the answer.
Oh,
the governor
no.
of North Carolina said to the governor, we'll let the judge here decide whether or not you answered the question correctly, Miss Southwick. And now we'll go back to Team A. And ladies and gentlemen, I should like you to meet now Miss Louisville of 1947, Margaret Allen Hill. Miss Hill is all lovely in her brunette hair and a very lovely black gown. How old are you, Miss Hill?
I'm 20.
20. And you live in Louisville, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work?
No, I go to school. I'm a senior at Northwestern.
Oh, up there in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In Evanston, rather,
that's
that is.
Right.
What is your life's ambition, Miss Hill?
Radio.
Oh, radio. Dare I ask you what you want to do besides speak?
I'd like to sing.
You'd like to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I heard somebody in the audience say we could make such a beautiful chorus together. All three fellows said that at one time. Well, Miss Hill, I think maybe we'll get to our question for you. Did you think the questions are rather difficult up to now?
Well, I didn't know either one, but they're not hard.
They're not hard at all. Well, this is a very simple question. You say you're 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did the French and Indian War take place before... Did the French and Indian War take place before or after the American Revolution?
After.
It took place after the
no,
American...
No, it took... Wait a minute. It took place before.
You see, a woman can change her mind. Yes, it took place before, and you were so clever to know that it was exactly 12, didn't you? You were holding up both your hands. Well, that was 10. Oh, well, anyway, 12 years before the revolution, exactly in 1763. And since it took place in 1763 and it was 12 years before, what was the date of the American Revolution, Miss Hill? You can figure that right out.
1775.
In your 1775, that's right. Thank you, Miss Louisville. Now let's go to the other side, Team B. And ladies and gentlemen, I should like to have you meet now from Chicago, Miss Chicago, the state of Illinois, Joan Hyatt. Joan Hyatt. Joan, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19? Do you want to get a little closer to the microphone? Just, that's about the distance. Are you going to school now?
Yes, I am.
And what is your life's ambition?
Well, I hope to be a light opera singer.
Oh, a light opera singer?
Or musical comedy.
Mm-hmm. Make heavy sugar and light opera singer. That's what some of them do. I asked one of the girls a question like this, and it rather embarrassed her. I don't know whether it will you or not. Do you have any man who follows you around?
Oh, no.
None at all?
Uh-uh.
Well, we'll give you a guard as you leave the auditorium here tonight. Joan, I don't think you'll find this question very difficult. You took history at school, didn't you?
Yes.
And in light opera singing, you'll have to use many languages, and this is a question concerning French. It's not language at all. It's merely who crowned Napoleon Emperor of France? Who crowned Napoleon Emperor of France?
The French people.
The French people. That's a very good answer. Napoleon was a member of the French people, and he crowned himself, saying that no one is great enough to crown Napoleon.
Oh.
That's absolutely right. Where they pick up these answers and get them around them so correctly, I don't know. Was Napoleon married? Well, he was crowned. Yes, he must have been married. All right. Now we'll have you meet, ladies and gentlemen, from Team A, and it seems that I'm seeing double because we have two of them here, the Mrs. Chattanooga and Tennessee, Jean and Jane Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen. This probably sounds just a mite bit confusing to our listeners, the Mrs. Cunningham. Would you tell us all about it? How does it happen that the two of you are representing one great state? Which one are you?
I'm Jean.
You're Jean. Would you speak for Jean and Jane, then? Jean is this one. Jane is the other one. That's for the people outside who can't see either one of you. Jane is the other one, and I can't tell them anyway, so...
You're getting me mixed up.
Which wouldn't be bad. All right, your name is Jean.
That's right.
Would you tell us how this happened that the two of you represent Tennessee, then?
In Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes.
Where we live.
Uh-huh.
We had a contest August 8th, which ran for Miss Tennessee pageant.
You ran for Miss Tennessee?
Well, we were nearly late.
Oh, you were nearly late.
Well, we were.
Thank you, script writers. All right, would you continue, Jean?
And, I mean, we were lucky.
You were?
We were, really. Uh-huh. And we were both chosen Miss Tennessee because we went in as a single entry. And we were both Miss Tennessee, but the Miss Chattanooga pageant, which was before that, we were both Miss Chattanooga.
Oh, you were both?
But, okay, let me explain.
All right, Jane, you straighten it out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the other half of the choo-choo. See, there are two of those, too.
She's a caboose.
No. All right, caboose, you talk.
Well, we're both really Miss Chattanooga, and we're both really Miss Tennessee.
Yes, I see that.
But up here, we couldn't compete together the way it is now.
Uh-huh.
And so... Jean is Miss Tennessee, and I'm Miss Chattanooga.
Flipped a coin.
Oh, you flipped a coin. That's right. So
the only way we could get it.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, you could hardly tell these two girls apart. Honestly, they both have blonde eyes and deep eyes. I mean, blonde hair. You see how beautiful they are, and they're dressed in deep purple. I'm getting in deep, so I'll stop. All right. But one of them represents Chattanooga, and one of them represents Tennessee, and since they're holding hands right now... Do either one of you hold hands separately at any time with anybody? Would you speak up, Miss Chattanooga?
Well, I don't think you'd better.
You don't think?
I'm a chaperone tonight.
Oh, you are. Say, that brings up an interesting question.
Shouldn't have said that.
No, did it ever happen in your past, before this all happened to you, that one fellow would come a-calling, say, on either one of you, and he took a look at either one? Did you ever get caught in confusion?
Well, we double date, and we have switch dates, and it's a lot of fun.
Do the boys know that there's been a switch?
Well, when they start talking about something, well, can't answer. Well, you know how it is. It's kind
of
confusing.
Do I know? Yes. Do you always wear the same clothes?
We've always dressed alike.
Always wear they do. Uh-huh. Do you have the same likes?
We eat.
You
same.
Eat, yes, I know that. Of course, everybody. Do you eat the same amount?
All the time. We eat the same thing all the time.
You mean a fellow would never be able to tell the difference between you by paying the check, is that it?
No.
This must be awfully confusing. I'm glad I don't live in Chattanooga from one standpoint.
Very good state.
City. City, yeah. You're getting me in quite a state. I don't know where I am. All right.
So you could all stay a while.
Yes. Miss Chattanooga. All right, here's the way we'll run it. Miss Tennessee and Miss Chattanooga, you can each answer. Whoever answers first, why, you're it. And I'll just answer the question. You may converse one with the other, and I'll pay the check. All right. Can you, to either one of you, tell me which continent lies entirely south of the equator? Which continent lies entirely south of the equator? They both look at one another, and they see the same thing.
Blank.
Blank? No, I've never heard of that continent. This is a large continent. There are animals that walk around very rich because they carry their pouches with them all the time.
South America?
South America? No, we'll take that away. We won't say that was an answer. That was Miss Chattanooga who spoke. It's an entire continent. They have a tennis team up here now, which is competing for the Davis Cup, which is going to stay right in the country because the team that represents the continent I'm speaking about... Can you tell me the name of the continent? Either Miss Tennessee... Miss Chattanooga, you look at me. Miss Tennessee, you get the answer from the audience. All right. Miss Chattanooga,
Australia.
Do you know? Australia! All right. We got the answer. Have we covered both teams? Oh, no. We have Representative 3 from Team B, ladies and gentlemen. All the way from the Lone Star State of Texas, Miss Lynn McLean from Texas. Thank you. Now, would you come up just a little closer, Miss McLean? How old are you?
20.
20. 20? I told this magnificent audience. Miss McLean is just ducking around the microphone, sort of looking around. She's saying to herself, I can see that twinkling in her eyes. She's saying, who does this dude think he is? All right, I won't do that again, Miss Texas. You told us that you were 20. Of course, the way you said it could be 40, because it takes twice as long. That's a long horn, and I'll probably hang myself on one before the night's over. Miss McLean, what did you all do down in Texas? She's taking her time, because it takes a long time for her to say what she's going to say.
What do we do in Texas?
No, not what do we do. I've never been there. But I mean, what do you do in Texas?
Same thing you do up here.
All these ladies are positively brilliant here tonight. Of course, right, all I'm doing here is breathing. The National Jet just crashed over in the rear of the auditorium over there. Either that or one of the Texas boys got excited. Ma'am, are you in school or do you work?
Yes, I've been going to school. I have a year and a half more yet.
A year and a half? Up here, that'd be three. What do you intend to be when you get through with this long time you're going to spend in school?
Well, let's see. I started out majoring in music. I intended to sing. Uh-huh.
Then you took to singing. Did singing took to you?
Well, it's debatable. Anyway, so I started trying to learn to paint. I was going to take up
art. You
were
going to paint?
Uh-huh.
You're going to what?
Paint.
Well, up here we breathe. Evidently down in Texas they paint. Well, what else were you going to do after you took up singing, took to you, and then you started to paint? All this is in the artistic line. Do you have any predilection for anything that you want to be particularly?
Well, no. Just anything that I can do.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. In a large country like this, I'm sure you'll trip over something that you like very much. And I'm sure you'll be a success because your very sparkling eyes. May I take a few hours to describe what Miss Texas looked like? She, too, is blonde with eyes. I don't dare mention the color. They're dark. And she has very regular features, and she's wearing a very lovely dress. And I'd say she's about 5'3". Suit, I'm sorry. Suit. We call them suits up here. I called it a dress before. You're about 5'3", Miss Texas? About 5'4". Mm-hmm. They're bigger in Texas. Okay. Now, let's see. Here's a question I'd like to ask you. The ancient great city, once known as Byzantium, is now Rome, Athens, Cairo, or Constantinople. Which one is it?
Constantinople.
Absolutely right! Thank you, Miss Texas. She is really pert and lovely, and they're all a lovely bunch. She said Constantinople, that was the longest word, and that fits the biggest day. Well, before we get anywhere, we're gone through round number one. Let's call on Al Owen now and find out how we stand. Al?
Right, Wynn. At the end of the first round, we have a tie. Team A and Team B, 20 points each. And Miss Utah was awarded 5 points for the answer, Mr. North Carolina, what the governor of North Carolina said to Mr. Governor of South Carolina. Right now, it's back to Wynn Elliott.
Thank you very much, Al. And now we're going to round two, where brains have really got to show up. And showing up right now is Miss California. She answered her first question correctly, I think. All right. Now we go on to a very important question, Miss California. You've got to uphold the honor of California and Tennessee and Louisville all by yourself right now. You're on the spot. Here's the question. Answer right up. Remember, this is good old state of 49. What river forms the southern boundary of the United States? What river forms the southern boundary of the United States? We'll have no answering in the audience. Will we have answering up here?
The Rio.
The what?
Rio.
The Rio.
Grande.
The Rio Grande River. Hooray for California. Miss Emery, all right, from other side, from Team B, now it's Miss Utah, upholding the honor of Utah and Texas, to say nothing of Miss Chicago, too. All right, let's get to you, Miss Utah, Miss Southwick. Here is your question. There has been a certain very well-known state which has been under six flags. In other words, it's had a very tumultuous history. It's one of the largest states in our union, and I want you to give me the answer of which state has been under
Texas.
Six... Right, Texas, absolutely right. Miss Utah from Southwick, or Miss Southwick from Utah. Back to Team A now, and stepping up is the lassie from Louisville, Margaret Allen Hill. She wouldn't tell us whether she had a boyfriend before.
You didn't ask me.
Well, we're slower up here. Tell me, Miss Hill, do you?
Well, I met one nice fella during the contest.
You met a very... Wait till I clear my throat here. Met a very nice fellow during the contest.
It was before I came up here. We're not allowed to talk to them now.
Oh, it was before you came up here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were leading me astray just a little bit there. Well, that brings to mind a most interesting question, Miss Hill. I don't want to forget the questions at all. This one won't count in terms of points. You're vying for the title of Miss America. Would you very literally give us your idea on the basis of what you've seen and what you appreciate? What's your idea of Mr. America would be like?
Well, I'd say about 5'10" and a half.
No, 6 foot. 6 foot.
Blonde with blue eyes.
Blonde with blue eyes, yes.
Slender.
Slender. Mm-hmm. I fit there at any rate.
Athletic.
Athletic. Does that mean he has to have money?
No.
Oh, not professionally athletic.
No.
And does this fellow that you met before you came up to the contest fit that mold?
Perfectly.
Perfectly. Well, in case you're listening, son, good luck. All right. Now we'll go to our question. Does he know that you think that of him?
Well...
Well, in case he doesn't, 130 million other people do. Here we go. Do you want to mention his name?
No.
No, I see. Do you have a pet name for him?
No.
Oh, I see. You don't want to say it at all, huh?
Well, his name's Arthur, and we call him Art.
His name is Arthur, and you call him Art. He's a pander, Miss Texas, that aren't. All right, if you were described as having a retrousse nose, would it mean that you had a long, thin nose, a large one of the Jimmy Durante type, a turned-up nose, or one of those bulbous W.C. Fields specimens? Which kind of a nose would that be?
W.C. Fields.
A W.C. Fields nose? Well, how would that look?
Well, sort of big... A little round.
A little round.
Uh-huh.
Well,
flat.
I'm awfully sorry, Miss Hill. The correct answer in French would be a turned-up nose. In English, the answer would be retrousse. But don't you feel badly. You're going to have another opportunity as we go now to Miss Chicago for Team B. Here is your question, Miss Chicago. When you go into a cafe, and are served café noir, that's French through a Bostonian... accent. When you go into a cafe, that's right, and are served café noir, what do you get?
Coffee.
Yes, but what kind of coffee without cream in it?
Does it have sugar in it?
What kind of coffee is it without cream or sugar?
Black.
Black coffee is absolutely right, Mr. Chicago. Café noir. You see, in French, noir means
means black. All right, the miss is from Tennessee and Chattanooga now. Here's your opportunity in the second round. What was the method of transportation of each of the following, Jane and Jean Cunningham? How did Cinderella travel? What did she travel on? You remember that all?
Stagecoach.
In a stagecoach made out of what?
Pumpkin.
A pumpkin. That's right, a pumpkin. Spelled P-U-N-K-I-N. Yes, that's right. How did Paul Revere travel? How did Paul... I won't give you any help at all.
On a horse.
That's right, on a horse. Uh-huh. Don't snicker when you say that. And how did the daring young man travel?
On a trapeze.
On a flying trapeze. Very well said, and you did very fine on that one. Now from Texas all the way again, this is Miss McLean, and here's your chance at another question, Miss McLean. If a tycoon, that's not a big wind, if a tycoon came your way, would you run for cover, speak a cordial greeting, or call the police?
Speak a cordial greeting, by all means.
Why would you do that, Miss McLean? What is a tycoon?
Tycoon is a person who's been very successful in some kind of business.
Yeah, and he's loaded down with that vegetable known as lettuce, isn't he? Yes,
that's
right. Thank you very much, Miss Texas.
Thank you.
You did very well. We'll go... Well, before we go any further, how about Al Owens giving us the score at the end of round two, Al?
Yes, when the judges have just handed me a scorecard, and we find Team B leading Team A, Team B has 70 points, Team B has... Or rather, Team A has 60 points. That makes Team B the leader, doesn't it?
Yes, and Team B being the lead, let's see what Team A can do, the young lady from California. Here is your question, first of all, ma'am. Where is the Isle of Man? The Isle of Man. We're only going to give you 5 seconds on these questions now.
Did you have to ask me that?
Yes, I did. It said right here, where is the Isle of Man? I couldn't read it any other way. Man of Isle D is where? That's asking it a different way, do you know?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm sorry. It's in the Irish Sea. It is a separate British island. Sorry we can't give you any points now, but let's see how Miss Utah does for Team B. Here's your question. On which river is the United States Naval Academy located? It's in Annapolis. Do you know the name of the river? It's a very important question, because if it weren't located on the river, why, it would be wet, you see. Miss Utah.
Mississippi?
The Mississippi? Maybe one of the branches, but no. In Maryland, the river is called the Severn. Out in Utah, maybe it's called the Mississippi. But now back to Team A, to Miss Hill of Kentucky again. Miss Hill, where is Cathay? C-A-T-H-A-Y.
China.
China is right, and I didn't help. Cathay is the old name for China. Miss Kentucky came right up with that one. Now, Miss Chicago, let's see what you can do for Team B. Which of the 13 original states was named for Queen Elizabeth? Which of the 13 states was named for Queen Elizabeth? Rather difficult question, but it's on the last round, and so...
Oh, Maryland.
Maryland? Maryland?
Well,
no, that's...
Oh, no, I'm thinking
answer.
About Elizabeth. No, wait a minute.
Can't wait a minute. We'll give you another 5 seconds. Maryland?
13?
13?
Wait a minute, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yes. 13 Elizabeths, big family. Yes.
Wait a minute, give me... Oh.
Five more seconds. Five. Four.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, I can't wait. It was Virginia, because Elizabeth, thank you, was known as the Virgin Queen, and so Virginia was named after her. All right, now here are our gals from Tennessee and Chattanooga again. Let's see what question we'll ask you. This is a very difficult one. What is the capital of Massachusetts? What is the capital of Massachusetts? The capital of Massachusetts. Can you answer that question? We'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3,
Detroit.
2, 1. What, petroleum? What did you say?
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. Well, I'm awfully sorry. It was Boston. Boston was the capital of Massachusetts. And it's Boston, Massachusetts. It's a city right up there, and it's known as the capital. All right, now here's the young lady from Texas again. What is the meaning of the word gin in cotton gin? The meaning of the word
in
gin?
In cotton gin?
Yes, in cotton gin.
Well,
it's the
manufacturing is part of the machinery.
That's right. It's the engine. It's the engine, Miss Texas. You're absolutely right. Now, let's get the scores and see who's the winning team. I'll have those. those in just a minute, and we'll find out for you. The winning team was Team A with 90 points, and Team B had 70 points. Well, look, Team B, don't you feel badly? Because we have for each and every one of you, I'm going to run through these prizes, a very lovely hat, a lovely bottle of Prince Machiavelli perfume from the Atlantic City Racetrack, a beautiful gold kid evening bag. We also have the special pigskin gloves. They're trim ones. We also have the Fruit Telegraph delivery service, which is going to send you a basket of fruit every month for a long time to come. A Catalina bathing ensemble, a wonderful Westinghouse portable radio, a lovely printed pure silk scarf, too. And to the winning team, for each one of you, a very lovely Helbros watch. Very beautiful, extremely simple, really
a correct
watch.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.